Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air. Left me standing here alone, this fading
night, just got a little bit colder. Kia ora koutou. Atamarie e hoa. I was taken by surprise then because I thought we weren't on air and woohoo, we are. So that's a nice thing. How you doing? Kia te whakarongo mai koutou ki RAM, aka Random Access Memory, and I'm going to try and tell you a few things that are on the air. When I say try, how hard can it be? Open and shut your mouth, Michael, and tell people some stuff. Well, we'll start with the farmers' markets, and as far as I'm aware, they're all happening. The Wairarapa Farmers' Market out at the Solway Showgrounds, that's on. The farmers' market in Carterton, that's on Sunday, by the way. The Wairarapa Farmers' Market is 9 o'clock, right, on Saturday. The farmers' market in Carterton is Sunday, 9 o'clock. And the Greytown Country Market is also Sunday at 10 o'clock. That's at Stella Bull Park, Main Street, Greytown. The Martinborough Community Market, which is in the Martinborough Town Hall, is on. This is a community market because I haven't talked about this one much before, so I'll give you a rundown. It's a community market for everyone, very similar to the others in that there's crafts, clothes, jewellery, second-hand treasures, linen, cushions, teas, and even more. So all welcome. Come along to the Martinborough Town Hall and check it out. Buy for others, buy for gifts, buy for yourself and give yourself a treat. So that's this one's running over the 3 days of Wellington weekend. Yep, that's right, because it's Wellington Anniversary Day on Monday. Give yourself a holiday. Go to the Martinborough Community Market any one of those days, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Remember your face mask and your vaccine pass because you need that to be there. I guess it's an indoor event, isn't it, Martinborough Town Hall? So that's one good reason why you'll need your vaccine pass. I tend to think, you know, belt and braces, wear your mask anyway and do everything you can to keep us all safe. A great thing happening in Dannevirke at the Upper Domain, which is in Christian Street, Dannevirke, is Jazz in the Park on Sunday from 3 o'clock. It's a free community event for all the family to enjoy with two bands over 3 hours, supported by the Old Dairy Factory, Creative Communities and Tararua District Council. So come along, bring the whole family, relax, enjoy the music. Jazz in the Park at Upper Domain, Christian Street, Dannevirke, Sunday at 3 o'clock. Hey, I got a little advisory on my email and I thought I'd pass it on to you, which is just be careful with mussels. Not these ones, the ones you eat, the bivalves. Make sure they're well cooked because it is possible to get a disease. Well, it's called Vibrio parahyemolictus, and you don't want to get that because apart from anything else, it's difficult to say. So I think if you cook your mussels reasonably well, then you're not going to get it. But if you don't protect yourself against that, then people with low immunity, pregnant. Well, I think when you're pregnant, you should avoid shellfish anyway. Elderly people should always avoid eating raw or undercooked shellfish as the illness for those people can be quite severe. And look, nobody wants to. It's an awful feeling when you eat some dodgy shellfish, isn't it? So keep your hands and your utensils clean. Cook the mussels thoroughly. If you are refrigerating them, you know, like you've just picked them, gone out and got them, then refrigerate as soon as possible. Even if you get them from the supermarket, you've got to get them home, you've got to whack them in the fridge quickly, and don't have them hanging around for ages. What if you do get sick? There is a health line for advice. It's an 0800 number, 0800-611116. That's a palindromic number, isn't it? It reads the same forward as it does backwards. 611116 or, you know, just seek medical attention immediately. And it says, if possible, store and refrigerate any leftover shellfish so that they can test it. Good idea, right? What is that disease called again? Because it's got a great name, isn't it? It's Vibrio parahaemolyticus. Don't want to get that. It's a bacterium. Right? It lives naturally in coastal and marine environments. And it's just part of our lives. But, you know, you want to just make sure you do all the right things to avoid getting sick. Let's play some music, because that's the right thing to make you feel better, even if you are feeling a bit sick. I've got some music that Pink Floyd wrote for the film La Vallée. And what track have I chosen? Track 9, so that's called Stay. So stick around, stay, I'll be back in a bit. Floyd with Stay. That was off the album, the music that they wrote for the film La Vallée. quite a long while ago. Right, what else is happening? Well, as I mentioned last week, with it still being the school holidays, the Steam into Summer program is still happening at the various libraries in the Tararua district. So it's a school-age student kind of program running at all the libraries, which is Dannevirk, Woodville, Paheatua, Ekitahuna. And it's designed to be done at home. So let me explain. So you just come along to sign up initially and collect a booklet and supplies, and then you get 5 challenge cards, and then you can bring email a photo, that is, of your completed challenge to the library to earn a sticker for your card, and your name will be entered in that week's prize draw. If you complete all 5 challenges, and you can only do that if you've already been going, but in that instance, your name will be entered in the grand prize draw. Winner's name is drawn after the program is finished. But you can enter the program, I think, at any time, and there are still weekly things happening. If you complete any bonus activity card, you'll be given an extra entry into that week's prize draw. So there's bonus card activity things that you can do. So that's the Steam into Summer thing at the various libraries in the Tararua district. So you know where your local library is, go to that. That's all I got to say about what's coming up in this week, apart from obviously things at Aratoi. All the exhibitions are still going. Fabulous place, Aratoi. And the Sotheby's International Realty Wairarapa Art Review is still going. I've been a couple of times just because, you know, you can't just expect to drink in a whole exhibition in a short period of time. It's fabulous stuff. So just giving you another heads up that another week away yet, the Wairarapa Country Music Festival is on. And I know that there have been a couple of attempts to get that happening, and it's been held up by COVID. At the moment, we seem to be doing very well. I see Northland's just gone to amber or orange or whatever colour you want to call that one. So the country's managing the outbreak. Of course, Omicron is going to get in, our numbers are going to shoot up, and some people who are like that are going to moan and say, see, the government didn't do a good job. The government has done a fantastic job. You know, you didn't, during the Blitz, you didn't get people saying, oh, you know, a couple of planes got through and we got some bombing. What's the government doing about that? The best that they can. And it's a pretty good best. How did I get onto that? It's just lurking there in my brain, ready to explode. Anyway, let's have another bit of music. I've got the music by Morphine. And let's have, what have I queued up? Rope on Fire, because I haven't actually heard this track. And I'm trying to think, what does music about a rope on fire sound like? Well, like this.
Only the two of us. is, but keep it on the track. She said you're no angel, no angel
So that's Morphine. Lots of different cultural influences in their music, right? Great stuff. It's funny, those of you who are watching on the telly will see that, you know, we cut to a live picture of the street just outside us here in Masterton. So you're listening to music that evokes perhaps a souk in Baghdad or somewhere nearby, but you're looking at cars going down the street in Masterton. Now that's cross-cultural. All right, well, that's pretty much it from me. It's been a pleasure being with you. Isn't that funny? I say that. Essentially, my experience is I'm sitting here being with me. But I feel you. I feel your presence. You're out there. I know you are. All right, I'm off. We'll talk to you again next week. And this is the holiday period still a bit, so many of our programs haven't resumed. But I reckon from next week onwards, it's all go again here at Arrow FM. Pleasure chatting with you. Talk again. Bye.